From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The acting U.S. FBI director told a Senate Intelligence Committee earlier today that the firing of former agency director James Comey has had no impact on an ongoing Russian investigation.
Man, we don't curtail our activities. As you know, are people experiencing questions and are reacting to the developments this week? Absolutely. Does that get in the way of our ability to pursue this or any other investigation? No, ma'am. We continue to focus on our mission and get that job done.
Andrew McCabe also rejected any notion the FBI rank and file had lost faith in Comey, who President Trump fired on Tuesday.
Is it accurate that the rank and file no longer supported Director Comey?
No, sir. That is not accurate. I can tell you also that Director Comey enjoyed broad support within the FBI and still does to this day.
Comey was leading an investigation into the Trump campaign's possible collusion with Russians in the meddling of last year's presidential election when he was abruptly let go. The White House said Comey was fired because of his handling of the Clinton email investigation last July. On Wednesday, Trump said Comey was fired because he was not doing a good job. President Trump is expected to visit the FBI headquarters on Friday. The unrest continues in Venezuela, where anti-government protests aimed at socialist President Nicolas Maduro turned violent. At least one person was killed Wednesday as protesters threw bottles at security forces who responded with tear gas and water cannons in the capital, Caracas. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United States top intelligence officials believe the military conflict in Afghanistan will likely deteriorate in the coming years, even if the United States commits more troops to the 16-year-old fight. The Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, told a Senate committee Thursday the Taliban is likely to make gains in rural regions while the government is being undermined by the country's dire economic situation. South Korean President Moon Jae-in's office said Thursday he plans to send a delegation to Beijing to discuss North Korea's nuclear program and China's concerns about a U.S. missile defense system being deployed in South Korea. The leader spoke by phone a day after Moon was sworn in to replace ousted President Park Geun-hye. Moon's spokesman said the presidents agree on the common goal of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula, and that Moon understands China's concerns about the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, also known as THAAD, designed to help protect South Korea in the case of a North Korean missile attack. At a conference in Somalia Thursday, leaders in London said the country needs international support for its reconstruction and stabilization plans to prevent a slide back into anarchy. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres reportedly calling for another $900 million for the drought-stricken country. Somalia's President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed said his country also needs a robust economic program.
Most importantly, I will take measurable steps to unleash the great potential of my people to develop their own country and to do what they know best, trade and commerce. I strongly believe that trade is the surest way to reduce poverty and generate mass employment.
The Somali president also predicted his government will defeat the militants that are disrupting security in his country within the next few years, but called for the total lifting of an arms embargo on Somalia so the army has the firepower to defeat al-Shabaab. At least 8 people were killed, several injured today following a moderate but shallow earthquake in China's northwest. The quake, registering 5.5 in magnitude, struck a mountainous area bordering Tajikistan, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. In Johannesburg, frustration over lack of jobs and housing erupted in more anti-government protests. Protesters clashing with police for third day Wednesday west of Pretoria, blocking roads, burning tires, demanding electricity and running water in their homes. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.